Okay, so I thought for a while of how I was going to do this sugya. The problem with this sugya is it's one of those sugyas where the Gemara doesn't get to the main point for two blot. So we're just not going to do it in order. We're going to do the Mishnah, and then we're going to skip to the main point. So basically, the Mishnah deals with the question of bringing karbanos on Yom Tov. So the first question you would want to ask is whether you're allowed to bring karbanos on Yom Tov. The Gemara then, in between, brings up all types of discussions of derabanans of why you wouldn't be allowed to, and then eventually gets back to the main discussion of why you could or could not bring karbanos on Yom Tov on a daraisa level. So we're going to focus on daraisa first. The daraisa question appears in three places. One, you've seen, is on Daf Yud Bet, which, according to Richard Chiner, should at this point be about a year and a half ago or 2 years ago. So we're going to look back at it. Then is the Mishnah here in Yates, and the Gemara is on Chaf Amud Beis. Don't worry on top, just to make it clear. I put the three sugyas we're discussing, then we'll come back to the stuff in the middle. And this should frame the sugya, and then we can get into the pratim that are in the middle. So the Mishnah says as follows, on Yates Amud Aleph. B'shamay Omrim, Mevin Shlomim, Well, first we're starting in test. We'll start with our Mishnah. Where's your test, Medallah?
Oh, okay, we're starting.
I put it on the top. I put it in the order that we're going to look at it. Not in order of the way it appears in the Masechta, but just so that we have for how we say. So we have everything detailed.
Is it on the page?
It's a Mishnah. New Mishnah.
Where it is. Okay.
Okay, so the Mishnah says as follows: Beishamay Omrim, Mevi'in Shlamim, Ve'in Somchalim. You're allowed to bring a Shlamim, meaning a Karban. That, as Rashi said, the importance here will be that Shlamim, not only does part of it go to Mizbech, but part of it is eaten by people. Now, that's important on Yom Tov because that opens the possibility that it's subject to Ochel Nefesh, because we're allowed to do Malachos for the purpose of Ochel Nefesh, for human consumption. So a shlomim, part of it will be consumed by people. So he says you're allowed to bring those karbanos, but you're not allowed to do smicha. So smicha, which will be the focus of the Gemara's discussion of your testament base, and we won't discuss it this week in depth, is when the owner of the karban rests his hands with his full weight on the head of the karban. At that point, he says vidui. At least for a chatas and for an asham, for an ola he might say vidui as well, according to the Rambam. He does say a vidui of sorts, but on different types of chatayim and shlamim, he says a vidui or he says a shevach or something like that. It's a machlokas in the Rishonim. It says avalo olos, but you can't bring an ola on Yantif, because an ola is kulo kalil, is burnt completely on the mizbeach, and therefore there's no part of it which is Lachilas Adam, so there's no Ochel Nefesh, and therefore you have the Malacha of Shechita, or of Nitilas Neshama, because you have to kill the animal, not for Ochel Nefesh, and then you're putting it on the Mizbeach, so you have Havara, you have Bishal, whatever you have a series of Malachos now, which are not going to be L'shem Ochel Nefesh, and therefore they're Aser on Yom Tov.
There's some reason for bonus that you can't bring on Shabbos either.
These are Karbanos. Right, for Shabbos you can't bring. Yeah, for sure you can't bring on Shabbos. Yeah. But I mean, the Gemara is going to get into exactly what Karbanos we're talking about, because the Karbanos you can even bring on Shabbos, which is what the Gemara will get into.
A Yachid or a Tzibur?
Tzibur. Right, there are Karbanos you can bring, not a Karbanos Yachid.
And these are Yachid, right?
What?
These are Karbanos.
Well, we'll see what it is, right? There's an ambiguity in the Mishnah, which is what the Gemara is going to pick up on. So Beis Hillel says you can bring both shlomim and olos. Visom chalain, you're allowed to do smicha. So now the Gemara says, well, what are we talking about, right? Because as we've mentioned already in the Mishnah, there's an ambiguity. So the Gemara says as follows: Amar Ula, machlokes b'shalmei chagiga. The machlokes is about the shlomim, which are obligatory for yantif, the shalmei chagiga, because of the chiyuv of right, of when you come to the because you need sort of meat of the karban to eat on yantifs, you bring karbanos, you bring the shalmei chagiga. So shalmei chagiga is the machlokes, but that's only lismoch, right, to do smicha. Everyone agrees you're allowed to bring the shlomim, right? Rashi says, masnizin demoji travayu b'shlomim lahavi. Right, everyone agrees you can bring shalmei chagiga, because shalmei chagiga have two advantages to them. One is they're shlomim, so you're eating them. Two is they're the shlamim you're supposed to bring for the yontif, and therefore they are zman.
Is not Erev Pesach though? You bring it in Erev Pesach. Chagiga.
On Pesach.
Erev Pesach.
For Pesach.
Yeah.
Right, but let's say you want to bring it on Pesach, or you want to bring it on Sukkot, you want to bring it on Shavuos, right, or on Pesach. On Pesach, you need the carbon in advance.
Well,
fine, Sukkot.
Well, there's no issue, because it says right in the Torah, do you bring those carbonas.
Ah, but you can bring them for 7 days. Right, any carbonas you can bring for seven, well, that's, we'll see, that's what okay. The Gemara is going to bring up. What?
Okay.
What?
Never mind.
So, So he says the so everyone agrees you could bring that because it has two advantages. It's both zman, it's a chovas hayom, and you eat it. So therefore, there is ochal nefesh. The only machlok is whether you can do smicha, because smicha might violate a derabanan because you're mishtamish bebal chai, because you're using an animal. And again, we're going to come back to the smicha component. The olas re'iyali karev. And they have a machlok is about whether you're allowed to bring the ola, which you're supposed to bring for karban, for when you are ola regel at all. Right? Because the aliyah, the ola re'iyah, on the one hand, is its mano, theoretically. Right, because you're every time you are ola regel, you have to bring the olas re'iyah. So it is mano, right? It is the time of the karban, but there's no ochel nefesh component because you don't eat it. So the Bishamrei Savre, Bishamrei says v'chagosem osochag laHashem. You can, right, be chogei, you can celebrate, meaning you can bring karban chagiga to God, which implies chagiga in. But olas re'iyah lo, that you're only allowed to bring the chagiga, but the ola cannot be brought. So even though we call it an olas re'iyah, it's the ola that's supposed to be brought on the chag. We don't mean it. We mean you have to bring it within 7 days of the chag, because every chag you have a tashlumen for the rest of the week. So according to Beis Shammai, you're never allowed to bring the olas re'iyah on yontif itself. You always have to bring it on the continuation of the week, because it doesn't have ochel nefesh, because you're not eating it, and therefore you can't bring it on yontif. Vishil Safri La Hashem. Vishil said, no, this is what he read the Pasuk. Kol de La Hashem. Anything that goes to God, meaning in Ola, Ola Sri'iyah, or a Chagiga, can be brought. Aval Nidaramu Nidavos, but voluntary Karbanos, Divrei Hakol and Craven Biyom Tov, for sure you can bring, because according to the first position, both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel think you can only bring a karban if it's defined as a karban of the day. Beis Shammai thinks that not only do you need it to be a karban of the day, but you also need it to be ochel nefesh. Beis Hillel thinks it's sufficient to have zmano, to have it be a karban of the day, but nidarim and nidavot, even when you might eat from the karban, are not brought on yontif because you also need zmano. By the way, if you ever get confused, on the bottom, in the bottom right corner of the source sheets, there's a chart, right? There's a chart, because we're going to see many positions, so you can just look at the chart. I took it from dafyomi.co.il, right? They're very helpful. They have charts, so I just took a chart, so you can follow there if it gets confusing. And that's where Rav Ada said that everyone agrees voluntary karbanos cannot be brought in yontov. So then the Gemara says, really? He said, everybody agrees that an ola, which is not a karban hayom, you can't bring. Obviously you agree, because it neither is mano, or it's neither the right time, nor does it have a chol nefesh, because it's just going to shamayim. But a shlomim of yomtov, everyone agrees you can bring. Right, so this is unlike the original position. Right, the original position thought Beis Shammai thought you couldn't. Here, Beis Shammai says you can bring something which is both zmano and ochel nefesh, meaning a chagiga of yantiv. Al ma nechelku? What are they arguing about? Al ola shi shel yantiv, val shlamim she'enim shel yantiv. So if you have an ola, so now it's zmano, right? It's the right time, but it's not ochel nefesh because you're not eating it. Or shlamim, which are not yomtiv. So they're not zmano, but they are ochel nefesh because you're eating part of it. Shebishamai omrim lo yavi. Bishamai says you need both. Both zmano and ochel nefesh. So if you only have one or the other, you can't bring it. Bishil omrim yavi. Bishil says you need one or the other. Either ochel nefesh or zmano.
What
right?
Kind of shlamim are we talking about?
What?
What kind of shlamim are we talking any
about? Any shlamim. No, now we're talking about any shlamim. Right, right. We're talking about any shlamim, a non-chagiga. Right.
Okay.
The Shalmei Chagiga, everyone agrees,
right,
according to this day, you
so
can bring. Right. You're bringing a toda. You're bringing a whatever. You're bringing a nedava, or you're bringing,
right,
a Shalmei nedava.
Right.
And there's
okay.
no havamid around the yachid. This is all tzibur.
No, this is all yachid. This is yachid. This is
yachid.
Yeah. You bring your own karban. At this point in the Gemara, we're talking about your own karban, right? A shalmei that you want to bring, you bring.
When he said
I was just saying that. So it doesn't mention chatas. It just says ola.
Oh, no, right. A chatas we haven't brought up. A shlomim, though. A shlomim,
right.
Or, right.
But a chatas, like, for example, if you're a tful yom.
No, so chatas would be different.
You have to bring it that day, don't you? You have to bring it whatever day it is. Or if you're a nazir.
Right, then you have to bring it at the end. So that we haven't discussed yet, right? So far we've talked about shlomim and olos, right? We haven't yet gotten into chatas.
So is he saying that Beit Shammai is holding in this case that on Shalmei Chagiga
you can
is allowed?
Not Smicha yet. We haven't talked about it. Right now we're bracket. So this is what I said. When I said that the Mishnah that the Gemara wouldn't really get to the main point. So first it's outlining the Machlokas, then it's going to have a whole Amud on the Smicha question, and then it's going to delay the continuation of the actual Karban question until the end. But so now we've bracketed the smicha question for a minute, and we're not going to discuss it this week. Because first, conceptually, really what you need to do first, can you bring the karban? If you bring the karban, can you do smicha? The Gemara does it like a little bit out of order. It starts with karban, goes to smicha, then comes back to karban with a discussion of balta acher in the middle. So just to get the basic facts on the ground. So no, we're not talking about smicha yet. He can just bring it. Fine. So tritz ve'mahachi. So then answer it and go like, say as follows. Over Shimon Elazar, Nechlu Be'sham Ve'sil, Al Ola Ushlamim, She'enon Shil Yom Tov, She'en Krem Be'yom Tov. Now we have another position of Shimon Elazar, that anything which is not Shil Yom Tov, you can't bring. Al Shlamim, She'en Shil Yom Tov, She'kraven Be'yom Tov. And everyone agrees that if it's Shlamim and it's of Yom Tov, you can bring it. Al Ma Nechluku, Al Ola Shilhi Shil Yom Tov, an Ola which is Yom Tov, right, so it has Zmano and it doesn't have Ochel Nefesh, She'Be'sham Ayomrim Lo Yavi, Be'sil Omrim Yavi. Rabbi Yosef Omar, really? Tanai Shekalta Me'alma? Right, well, you had a... Did I skip a line? It's possible.
You didn't
turn
to Be'sil Omrim Yavi.
I think I did, right? Because the Gemara had a stira. That was what I skipped here. So Meisvei. Sorry, I skipped the Meisvei, where the Gemara had challenges. And Omar, back a few lines. Omar, Shimon Elazar, Nechlu Be'sham Ve'Sil, Ola Shein Shel Yom Tov, Shein Al Kroiv Be'Yom Tov, Hashem Shrei, Hein Shel Yom Shgom Be'Yom Tov, Ma Nechlu Al Ola Shishel Yom Tov, Hashem Shein Shel Yom Tov, Shbe'Sham Ram Lovi Zol Ram Yavi, Tritz Ramachi, right? So the Gemara had a stira. Now the Gemara brings this position up. Then the Gemara, now coming back to where we were, and then we'll look at the chart just to put it all together. So then the Gemara says, Tanai Shekalta Me'Alma, right? Why do you think there's a stira? So now you have to rewrite the whole thing. No, Tanai, there's another machlokas Tanaim. Detanya, Shlomim, Haba, Machmas, Yom Tov, Be Yom Tov. For Shlomim, which are for the Yontif, you can bring on Yom Tov, Bishamar, Somechalain, Be'erv Yontif, Bishokhtan, Be Yom Tov. So now we get into the smicha question. Bishamai says, do smicha before Yontif, but you can bring them on Yontif. Somrim, Somechalain, Be Yom Tov, Bishokhtan, Be Yom Tov. Aval Nadavim, Nadarim, Nadavos, Tirahakal, and Craven, Be Yom Tov. And everyone agrees that Nadarim, Nadavos, right, totally voluntary carbonos, you aren't allowed to bring on Yom Tov. Okay, so now we have many different positions. So if you look at the chart, okay? So, Shalmei Chagiga, okay? So, that has Tarte Letivusa, right? It's both Zmano and has Ochel Nefesh. So, everybody holds Mutter, according to both Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai at every point in the discussion, except for the... No, so everyone agrees you can bring that. The only machlok is a smicha. Right? But everyone agrees that you're allowed to bring it. Now, olas re'iya. So, which has the advantage of zmano, but it's not ochel nefesh, where you don't eat it, but it is the time of the karban. It's the karban you're supposed to bring when you're ola regel. So that consistently, Beis Shammai said, was aser, and Beis Hillel consistently said, was mutter. Now, shlamim, which are nedarim and nedarvos, right, voluntary karbanos, which are shlamim. So they don't have zmano, but they are going to be eaten. So Beis Shammai, in all opinions, in the Gemara says it was aser. And Beis Hillel, it is a machlokes between the different deos in the Gemara. Ula says that even Beis Hillel says that's Asur, and Shimon ben Elazar says that Beis Hillel will permit that, right? As RSBE is Rav Shimon ben Elazar. And then Olos, which are Nidarim and Nidavos. So, according to everybody, Beis Shammai says they're Asur because they're neither Zmano, right? It's not the right time. And it's not edible. Ula and Rav Shimon ben Elazar think Beis Hillel also thinks it's Mudzer, but Abba Shaul thinks, I don't even know if we got that hit. Right? Ula and Rav Shimon ben Elazar think it's Asur, and Abba Shaul, who we haven't even gotten to yet, will say, well, we didn't read that yet, right?
No.
That's on the next, that's the end of the Gemara in Chaf Amud Beis, will say it's Mutter. So now if we look at the next Gemara, now we skip two. Right? This is why I said we have to skip around a little bit. Right. So to the last position here. So if you're looking at the chart, this is the one position we haven't yet read. So Chaf Amud Beis at the two dots. So the Gemara says, Abba Shaul, Omer. Abba Shaul, Omer, the two dots at the bottom of the page. No, sorry, the first dots, before that. We have, it's Chaf Amud Beis starting the first dots. Tanya. Amru Lahem Beis, what?
Chaf Amud Beis.
Oh, sorry. No, it is the second. It's the second, not the third. Okay, so it's...
Where is it? Second two dots?
Second two dots, like a quarter down the page on Chaf Amud Beis. Tanya Amru Lahem Beis Hillel Beis Shammai. Right, so this is why I said that you have to jump around a little bit with the Gemara. You just don't.
Well, after the two dots.
After the two dots, exactly. So the Gemara says, Tanya, Amru lehem beis hillel beis shammai, umba b'makom she'asur lehedyot, mutter legavoa, makom she'mutter lehedyot, eino din she'mutter legavoa, says, Shabbos, right? Shabbos, you're not allowed to do anything for yourself. You're not allowed to cook. You're not allowed to shech. You're not allowed to do anything. And yet, there are karbonos you're allowed to bring on Shabbos. Right? So, on Shabbos, where you can't do malach at all for non-hektish, you're allowed to bring some karbonos. Yantif, where you're allowed to cook. You're allowed to shech. You're allowed to do all these malachos to eat. Shouldn't you be able to bring karbonos? So, Amr Lembe Shammai, Nidarim and Davos Ochicha, what are you talking about? Nidarim and Davos, you agree, according to almost all positions, except for Shimon Elazar, but now we're assuming not like Shimon Elazar, you agree that Nidarim and Davos, right? Voluntary karbanos you're not allowed to bring. Yochichu Shemutr Lehedyo, that you could bring something to eat yourself on Yantif, but you're not allowed to bring voluntary Nidarim and Davos, and for sure, except for Abba Shaul, as we'll see in a minute, you're not allowed to bring Olos when you're in Nidarim and Davos, so that's not a hardcore proof. There are times where you're allowed to do things for yourself and not for God, like, eating on Yantif, you're allowed to bring, you're allowed to shecht, you're allowed to cook, but you're not allowed to bring an Ola, which is voluntary. So Amr Lehem Beis Hillel, Mal and Davos, Shein Kavu Lehem Zman, you're right, but that's because they're not meant to be brought today. Tomer Ba'ola Sariya, but how could you say that an Ola, which is meant to be brought in the Yom Tov period, it's true you could bring it tomorrow also as a Tashlumin of today, but it's still a Yantif Karban. Shein Kavu Lehem Zman, how could you say that you can't bring it? Amr Lehem Beis Shammai, Avzu Ein Kavu Lehem Zman, that's not called set time. Why did not Mishalo Chag B'Yom Tov Rishon Shel Chag Chogeg V'Holich Kol Regal Kulo? Because if you don't bring it today, so bring it for the next. Right, you can bring it for the rest of the week. The Yom Tov Achron Shel Chag. So Amr Lehem Beis Hillel Avzu Kavul Azman. That's called Kavul Azman. Just because you could bring it the next 7 days doesn't mean that today is not part of the time you're supposed to bring it. It's true that you can bring it Tashlumin, but still, it's a korban of Yantif, did not, of our regular lochag, eno chayv bachar yuso. Because if Yantif passes, then you can't do anything about it. You don't have to pay it back, because it was a Yantif dik korban. So I don't care that you can bring it Yantif in the 7 days after Yantif. It's still a Yom Tov Karban, as proven by the fact that you can't bring it forever. Amr Lehem Beis Shammai velo kvar nemar lochem velo lagavoa. But the Pasuk says, right, achasher yachol chol nefesh hu levado yasol lechem. You're only allowed to do that, which is for you on Yantif, velo lagavoa, not for God. So Amr Lehem Beis Hillel velo kvar nemar lahashem. But we already said you can bring Lashem, kol de Lashem. So any carbon you can bring. Im kein matam lo lochem, then what's lochem tell you? Lochem v'lo lekutim, lochem v'lo leklavim. That you can't cook, or you can't do malachas ochel nefesh for goyim or for animals. Abba Shaul omra, then Abba Shaul adds something else, and he says, Blashon Acheres, I have a different svara. Ubema b'makom shekirascha sisuma kiras rabba chapisucha. If on Shabbos, when your master's pot is open is sorry, when your pot is closed, your master's pot is open. Meaning the mizbeach is open and you can't cook for yourself. If you're allowed to cook for yourself, you're allowed to have your pot open. On Yontif, of course you can cook for God. And that's what should be, that if your table is full, right, your master's table should not be empty. But what's the difference between day of one and day of two? Mar Savar Nedar Mendavas Craven Biyom Tov. The Rav Shaul now holds, according to Beis Hillel, and this is the end of the chart, that even voluntary olos, which neither have ochel nefesh or karvu lazman, they're simply karbanos that you feel like bringing, Rav Shaul holds that simply because they go to God, it is mutter on Yom Tov, umar sabar ein kraven be Yom Tov. And the first position said you cannot bring it in Yontif, that everyone holds. Okay, so now we have this full chart, right, where we have the range of positions, both for Hillel and Beis Shammai. Again, everyone holds Shalmei Chagiga, which are both for you, and our Yontif Karbanos you're allowed to bring. Olas Re'iya, Beis Shammai always holds Aser, Beis Hillel always says Mutter, because it's Kavu Olazman, it's the right time. Shlomim, which are Nedarim and Nedavos, so Beis Shammai always says Aser, Beis Hillel, according to Ula, also says Aser because it's not Kavu Olazman, and Rishum and Elazar says Mutter because it is Ochel Nefesh, and voluntary Karbanos, Beis Shammai always says Olos, which are neither Kavu Olazman, right? This is not the right time for them, and it's not Ochel Nefesh, Beis Shammai always says Aser. Almost all opinions, according to Beis Hillel, say it's Aser, but Rav Shaul, based on the svara of your table should not be full while your master's table is empty, thinks that even those are going to be mutter, right? So that's the chart that we have at the end of the page, right? And that is the range of positions. Okay. We'll look at Yud Beis in one moment. But now that we've actually just read through the Chomer, which is a little bit confusing, and that's why we'll just keep referring to the chart here, what is the nature of the machlokes, Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, right? That's what we have to figure out. What are they arguing about? And again, when we say Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai is, right, we have like four different machlokot. But why would one argue?
Does Rav Shaul bring a different way of looking at it?
Yes, I think so. I think.
In other words, he's not so worried about Achila, not Achila.
So that's what I'm not sure about. So, but we'll see. But let's throw it out there, right? Okay, so
just on the Nedarim Nedavot of Rav Shaul.
Yeah.
Okay. Why is that all Olot and not Shlomim?
Right, because the Gemara is contrasting with the position before it, which thought that Shlomim, which Nedarim Nedavot, could be brought, and Rav Shaul is introducing that even Olos Nedarim Nedavot can be brought. Rav Shaul's chiddush is that the very fact that you're allowed to cook for yourself on Yontif means that you must be able to put things in the mizbeach to cook. Right, even if those things are olos, right, you're always allowed to fill up the mizbeach. That's basically his svara.
And tzmicha.
But we haven't talked about tzmicha yet. We have not, right? That we haven't even. That's my point, right? The reason that this gemara is out of order is because it gets bogged down the tzmicha question. And it never gets back to this until the end.
Okay.
So
the I'm sorry. The question that the svara of Beit Shammai here was in
which one?
By the Rav Shaul, just before Rav Shaul.
Before Rav Shaul.
Right. Their svara and the Darim and the Davot were for Shlomim.
For Shlomim, correct.
Okay, so therefore when
Rav Shaul is expanding even more and saying even Olos. Rav Shaul is taking Beis Hillel a step farther and saying that Beis Hillel will say even Olos can be brought.
Okay, so he's not saying that it wasn't a valid question on Beit Hillel because Beit Hillel would hold that even the Darim and the Davot
correct.
Shlomim.
Correct. Right, he's going farther, right? The Lashon HaBasra is going the farthest of the Sugya. So again, we have the range, right? We have the position of Beis Shammai, who says you need both Ochel Nefesh and Zman. Right, all the way to Rav Shaul, who says you don't need Ochel Nefesh or Zman, right, and then everything in between. So, what is the nature of the machlokas? Why would you draw the lines wherever you do on the spectrum, right, from Beis Shammai to the Rav Shaul's construal of Beis Hillel, which is all the way at the other side? So, I think there are basically three possibilities in the sugya, and all we're going to do is basically map out the sugya. So one possibility is that the Tanaim and Amoraim, the Sugya, are arguing about Gzeros HaKasuvs, right? Or Gzerot HaKatuv, right? Plurals of drushos, right? That there's a single, that there's a series of drushos, which we've seen, that at certain points in the Gemara it sounds like that, right? La Hashem, Kol de La Hashem, Chagiga, Ola, right? There's a series of drushos, and they're just arguing the plane of drushos, and their question is, where do I draw the line? That's one possibility. Second possibility, which has come up very clearly in the sugya, is that they're arguing about the parameters of Ochel Nefesh.
Right.
Right? Mm-hmm. Right. Is Ochel Nefesh sufficient? How do you define Ochel Nefesh? Etc.
Ochel Nefesh includes Mizbeach.
Well, that's what I think we're going to come to for Abba Shaul. Yeah. And the third thing, which we haven't seen yet, because that's the third sugya, is Daf Yud Bet, which may or may not be the same as Ochel Nefesh, but this is what you saw the first time. So now if we turn to the third sugya, Daf Yud Bet, the Gemara there had said, so this is the Mishnah, on Yud Bet Amud Aleph, Beishamai Omrim Ein Motzin Lo Sakatim Lo Zalulav Sefer Torah Lo Shus HaRabim Uvizom Matirin, right? Beishamai says you aren't allowed to carry basically anything. Right, you aren't allowed to carry children and lulav, etc. On Yantiv, his hill says it's mutter. And the Gemara says, Tani Kama de Meder of Yitzchak Bar Avdim Eshochot Olas Nedava B'yom Tov Loken. If you shecht in Olas Nedava, right, so this is in our chart, the fourth line down, which according to Beis Shammai is Aser, and according to Beis Hillel is Aser, according to Ula, and Rishon and Malazar, and Mutar, according to Abba Shaul. So, you get Malkus. So, Amar Leit, the Amar L'Chamani, who holds that? Beis Shammai he, which we know. Beis Shammai thinks it's Aser, and you get Malkus for violating Malacha for Olas Nidava. Da Amri lo Amrinan mitoch shehotra hotzah litzorech, hotra nami shelo litzorech. But why is it Aser? Because he doesn't say mitoch. You'd base him on Aleph at the Mishnah.
Oh.
Right? So the Gemara had said the Beis Shammai doesn't hold of Mitoch. So you remember Mitoch from now?
Yes.
Right? So Mitoch, right? Because something is mutter for a mutter purpose, it's mutter for what shouldn't be a mutter purpose. Right? Maybe that's the best construal, right? I mean, it's mutter for an Ochel Nefesh purpose, so it's mutter for a non Ochel Nefesh purpose. So the Gemara says Beis Shammai holds, does not hold of Mitoch, and therefore just because I could shecht for myself, doesn't mean I can shecht for the Mizbeach. And therefore the Gemara says the same thing is true for carrying, and Beis Hillel holds that there is Mitoch, and therefore you are allowed to carry, and by implication you wouldn't get Malkos for shechting a Karban. So the third possibility the Gemara says is it's not really about Ochel Nefesh, it's not about Gzeres HaKasuvs, but it's about Mitoch. It's how much will we extend the Heter to do Malachas Ochel Nefesh outside the strict parameters of Ochel Nefesh, which, again, is sort of a subset of the question of Ochel Nefesh, but may be a different principle. So, those are the three possibilities in the sugya, that the Tanaim are arguing on the level of Gzeres HaKasuv, they're arguing on how do you define the parameters of Ochel Nefesh, or they're arguing about Mitoch, which is how do I expand Ochel Nefesh beyond the strict parameters of eating. Right? Those are basically the three axes upon which they could argue. So, let's... Yeah? Right. And if it's confusing, again, here I tried to make it as clear as possible. So, if you look, the Roman numerals are the three possibilities, right? Roman numeral 1, Gzeres HaKasuv, Greida. Roman numeral 2, they're arguing about Ochel Nefesh. Roman numeral 3, they're arguing about Mitoch.
Sorry, what is Mitoch again?
So, okay, so very quickly, Mitoch is that Beis Hillel's position is that even that things which are mutter for Ochel Nefesh are obviously mutter for Ochel Nefesh,
right.
And once a malacha is mutter for Ochel Nefesh, it's mutter for things which are not technically
right.
Ochel Nefesh.
Okay.
What exactly the parameters of Mitoch is a huge machlokes rishonim, whether that means that it's mutter for non-Ochel Nefesh, but you still need it to be a need of Yantif, or once it's mutter for an Ochel Nefesh, it's mutter even without any need whatsoever. It's machlokes Rashi Tosfos. But that's basically what Mitoch means. Mitoch shehutra l'tzorach Ochel Nefesh, hutra shelo l'tzorach Ochel Nefesh. Okay, so possibility one, that Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai are just arguing about Gzeres HaKasuv. So if you look at Tosfos, they're right here. Tosfos and Daf Yud Bet. In Divrei Maskal HaShochet, so, I wrote Hachelek Hasheni. So if you skip down to about halfway in, this is like in the... So this Tosfos has wide lines and then thin lines and then wide lines. Yeah? So, if you look at...
Yud Beis Amud Aleph?
Yud Beis Amud Aleph. Yud Beis Amud Aleph, right where we were. right? So there's that first Tosfos, which is like a like a C, right? So in the middle of the C, like smack in the middle of the C, there is a Ve'im Tomar, right? It's like literally halfway down the short lines. Got it?
Nope.
Spell that or Rashi Tevot?
Ve'im Tomar.
Rashi Tevot. Rashi Tevot is the last word on the line.
It is a little
what is the
there.
Last word in the line?
It's the last word halfway through the...
There's a little chop there.
Yeah, it's like it's literally halfway through the short lines on the first Tosfos. It's like the Im Tomar and the last. It's the last word on the line. It's in a. It's Rashi Tevot.
What? It's after Hedyot, right?
It's after Hedyot. Yeah, after Hedyot. There's like a Shum two lines below it in parentheses.
Feels like Hader.
Yeah. Okay. Anyways, so he says, "V'im Tomar, v'ha'afil beis Hillel modu deloke." He says, "I don't understand. How can you tell me that beis Hillel would tell you you don't get malchus? Beis Hillel also agrees that it's aser. The sviralo lekaman in a darim and a davos ain't craven beyomto v'amai milkum laliba de beis Shammai. How can the Gemara say that it's only according to beis Shammai that you don't get malchus for bringing?" A carbon on an Idarim and a Davos of an Ola on Yantiv. Beis Hillel, except for according to Abba Shaul, even Beis Hillel agrees that you aren't allowed to bring voluntary Olos on Yantiv. Everybody agrees to it. So why would you say this is only Beis Shammai? So he says, V'yish lomar, d'mehechei islay, d'nidarim u'nidarvos, ain't craven b'yom tov. He says, how do you know you aren't allowed to bring Nidarim and a Davos? Milochem velo legavola from Exeris Akasuv, that it's for you and not for Shamayim. V'im Kain have a lav haba michlala say dein lokin a lav, and therefore it's a lav haba michlala say. It's not a lav. It's a lav haba michlala say. You don't get malchus. So what is he saying? He says according to Beis Hillel, is bringing an ola on Yantif malacha. No, right? It's not because of mitoch.
It's still usher,
right? But it's usher. But why is it usher? Alav abam michal asay, meaning what? There's a new gzeres hakasuv, lochem velo legavoa, right? So Beis Hillel holds that, that basically none of it is usher mitshum malacha because mitoch got rid of ochel nefesh problems. It's totally mutter in that respect. There is a special gzera sakasov that determines that you can't bring ola, which is nidarim and nidavos. Beis Shammai doesn't hold of mitoch, so memela he holds that it's still a malacha, right? But Beis Hillel
is Beis Shammai they would get malchus.
Right, so according to Beis Shammai, you would get malchus because it's ochel, it's malacha. Right. According to Beis Hillel, it's not. It's a special gzeres hakasuv. You're not allowed to bring carbon, but it's an asay. It's cook for you and don't cook like legavoa. So it's not telling you it's not ochel nefesh. It's not telling you it's malacha. It's telling you that there's a special gzeres hakasuv that you aren't allowed to bring carbonos on Yom Tov. And then he pushes it farther and he says, V'im Tomar, maybe you'll tell me that what? No, really, Beis Hillel is going to tell you that it's not Ochal Nefesh. Right? Kevin da Ahadre Ahadre Li Surakama. That once the Pasuk tells you that you're not allowed to bring it, so maybe that it's telling you Mimelo, it's a Malacha. Right? Ahadre Ahadre Li Surakama. That once it tells you it's Asur, it's revealing to you that it wasn't included within Ochal Nefesh, and therefore it is Usur, it's a Malacha. He says, right? So therefore, even according to Beis Hillel, you should get Malkos. Doha Amrin and Gabe Gozis, Psilo Mekdoshin, Delo Kavakav, Delo Yandin, Isser Giza, Rakmi, Deschiv, Tizbach. And then he brings an example where we say that. We'll skip down a few lines, right? And Re'el Shmami, Nakim, Dehadre, Ahadre, Lisur, Kama, Klomar, etc. He says, V'yesh Lomar. So now if you skip down to V'yesh Lomar, this is four lines before the end of the short lines. Says the shiny Giza, that case, which I'm not going to get into, is different. The lo hutra b'sulei mikdash and klal behedya v'imkeno v'shtakach samach leili sura lekamin and leili sura kama. Fine, whatever's going on in that case. But the last short line, aval hacha gabe yom tov de ochel nefesh hutar dechsev asher yeochel. Once we said that ochel nefesh is mutter, v'hu adin min adar min davas mitoch shehutra, and once we said ochel nefesh, Karbonos were also mutter in terms of mitoch. V'imkein ashkechan dehutru behedya, and therefore it must be that it's mutter. V'kevin dashkechan dehutru behedya lo amrina nahadre lisurakamo. So therefore it must be that it doesn't become a malacha again. Ela lemaida hadre hadre lemaida lo hadre lo hadre v'koy dafka basay. So the pasuk isn't telling you that ochel nevesh doesn't apply to it. It does. Mitoch makes it that there's no malacha. There's a special gzeres hakasev that you can't bring ola, which is nedarim and nedavos on yantiv, according to Beis Hillel. So the first possibility that they're just arguing about gzeres hakasev is the way Tosfos interprets the position of Beis Hillel, right? Beis Shammai thinks that the reason you can't bring olos, nedarim and nedavos, meaning box 4, is because it's a malacha, because he doesn't hold of mitoch. Beis Hillel bases it on a stam gzeres hakasev, which doesn't tell you anything about ochel nefesh, doesn't tell you anything about mitoch, just tells you there's a special rule you aren't allowed to bring karbanos on Yom Tov.
Both Beis Shammai and Avishol don't hold from the gzeres hakasev, basically.
Correct. Right. According to Beis Shammai, there's no gzeres hakasev. According to Beis Hillel, there's no. Right. According to Avishol, there's no gzeres hakasev. Exactly. This is line 4. Beis Hillel. Top possibility, Ula and Rosh Shimon ben Elazar.
Okay, but how does that reconcile with what we learned later on, that Beit Hillel concentrates on the word Lashem, that Korban Olah Rayat...
So on Daf Yutes, the Gemara, the simple read of the Gemara is that they're also arguing about Psokim, but different Psokim. Right, Tosfos brings up one possibility, but the beginning of Daf Yotes, exactly. But the beginning of Daf Yotes gives a different possibility that both Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai are based on Psokim, namely, how do you read V'chagosim oso chag l'Hashem? So Beis Shammai says V'chagosim oso chag l'Hashem chagiga in olos re'ilo. Right, the Beis Shammai says the whole thing is a pasuk. Chagosim oso chag l'Hashem. The only thing you can bring is box 1. Shalmei chagiga, and Beis Hillel holds Kol de la Hashem, which is Shalmei Chagiga, Olas Re'ia, and according to the first day, just Shalmei Chagiga and Olas Re'ia, Kol de la Hashem, right? But even Shalmei, Nedarim and Nedavos, which have Ochel Nefesh, are Usur, right? This, and remember, this is Beis Shammai holds Beis Hillel, who holds of Mitoch. And according to box 3, possibility 1 within Beis Hillel, right, the position of Ula, Shlomim, which are Nedarim and Nedavos, are also Asur. Why? Again, a Pasuk. That there's a Pasuk which says, Kol D'Lashem, the only thing which is Mutter, is Karbanos, which are LaHashem, which are not voluntary Karbanos, or which are not voluntary Karbanos, right? Neither Nedarim and Nedavos, which are Shlomim, or Olos. So, Tosfos thinks that on even Daf Yud Beis, which seems to be talking about Mitoch, at least for Beis Hillel, is about Exeris HaKosov. And the Gemara on New Testament Aleph is almost explicit. Right? That Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai are just arguing about Exeris HaKosov. They're arguing about, is the controlling words, V'chagosem oso chag l'Hashem, you can only bring chagiga, or is it kol l'Hashem, which either means Shalmei chagiga plus olos re'iyah for Beis Hillel, according to Ula. And according to Shimon Elazar, Shalmei Chagiga, Olos Riya, and Shlomim, which are in Darim and Davos, right? So whether it be Tosas and Daf Yud Beis with his Gzeres HaKosev, or the presentation of the Sugya on Yud Tes Amud Aleph, there seems to be one Kav in the Gemara and the Rishonim that thinks that the Machlokes, Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai, in each case, can be explained by a series of drashot. Right? And that's it. Right, and they just argue about which drasha do you employ. Right? So Beis Hillel holds of certain drashos, and even within Beis Hillel they argue, Beis Shammai holds of different drashos. But this whole chart can be explained based on drashos. And that is the position of, that seems to be the simplest understanding of the Gemara and Daf Yud Testament Aleph, and that is how Tosfos takes it on Daf Yud Beis. Right? That the whole machlokas is about psukim. Okay, that's possibility 1. Possibility 2 is that they're arguing not about a stam gzeres hakasev, but there is a logic to it. They're arguing about how do you define ochel nefesh. So, if you look at Tosos here on Yud Tes Amud Aleph.
So when you say before we learn, what does that mean? Before we learn the Tosos, what do you mean arguing about ochel nefesh? That there are certain parameters?
So what does that mean? So
before we start,
so if we... So ochel nefesh, what would that mean? So if we look at the chart here, so Shalmei Chagiga is both zmano and you eat it. So everyone there agrees it's mutter. Fine, that's not a question. But now, olas re'iya, so that you're not eating. So Beis Shammai says it's usur, presumably because there's no achol nefesh. Beis Hillel holds it's mutter for one of two reasons. Either he thinks that zmano means that you don't need it to be edible, right? Zmano is another heter on yantif. Or alternatively, he thinks that anything that goes on mizbeach is ochel nefesh, even if you're not eating it, right? Now, who would hold that? But now, who holds that in the Gemara? Before we show this, Abba Shaul. The simplest understanding of Abba Shaul, right? If you look at the Gemara, right, the extreme position of Abba Shaul that even voluntary olos can be brought. What's the way he is menaseach his argument is Abba Shaul Omra Bloshna Cheres Ubema b'makom shikiras chasisuma kiras rabcha psucha b'makom shikiras chapsucha einodin shikiras rabcha psucha. If your pot is open, then your master's pot has to be open, right? Why does he use, I think, in Pshat of the Gemara, why does he use the mashal of pots? Because he's telling you not that this is some random Gzeiras HaKasuv, that you're allowed to bring an Ola. He's saying that bringing even an Ola, which is Nidara Munadavos, right, a voluntary Ola, which you're not eating, which is going Kula LaHashem, is called Ochel Nefesh.
Feeding God.
You're feeding God. Where would you get that idea from? So if you look at Source 4, right, because we're already getting to it, the Gemara on 4 says, Yaakov Omer B'Yochanan, Achila's Mizbeach, Shema Achila. Right, that which the Mizbeach eat is called Achila. My time, the Amar Kra, Im Ha'ochel Yachel mi Besar Zevach Shlamav, B'Shtei Achilas HaKasav Medaber, Echad Achilas Adam, Echad Achilas Mizbeach. There's two types of eating. There's human eating, and there's God's eating.
So it's a Gzeiras HaKasav.
Well, yeah. It's not a Gzeiras HaKasav. That's exactly what it is. It's a Gilui Milsa, that even putting something on the Mizbeach is called Ochel Nefesh, is called eating. Right? Okay, it's God who's eating, but that's fine too. So, the extreme, right, Abba Shaul, I think, is a radical reinterpretation of the words Ochel Nefesh. We would think Ochel Nefesh means human eating. He's saying, no, it's eating, and eating means you or God. And I think, without even looking at Rishonim, I think the simplest understanding of combining Chulin Pei Aleph with Beitza Daf Chaf, right, with Abba Shaul's mashal, that how could it be that your pot can be cooking food and God's pot can't be cooking food, is that he's telling you, yeah, because if Ochel Nefesh matters you, Ochel Nefesh must be matir achilas mizbeach. So when I say the machlokas might be about Ochel Nefesh, right, so at the extreme, that means Abba Shaul might be interpreting Ochel Nefesh to mean even achilas mizbeach. Beis Shammai would reject that, and so would everybody else, right? But then, on Shlomim, Unadar Menadavos, so a Shlomim, you eat it. And yet, Beis Shammai says it's Aser, and Ula says that even Beis Hillel thinks it's Aser. Now, why would that be? So either you think there's Gzeiras HaKasuv, like possibility one, or you think that just because you eat from the Shlomim doesn't make it Ochel Nefesh. Now, why would that be the case? So this was the part of the Gemara we haven't gotten to yet, but if you skip down to the to Chaf Aleph, Amud Aleph, to the about 40% down the page, just to see the line, the Gemara says, "Amud Nedarim Munedavos Astol Shonchdan Beyom Tov." This is right before the two dots on Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph. So the Gemara says, "Why are Nedarim Munedavos Aser?" The Kohanim ki kazachu. It's true that the Kohanim are going to eat, but when they eat, Mishulchan gavoa kazachu, they're not eating their own food, they're eating from the Mizbeach. The simplest understanding is that even though it's true that the Kohanim are going to eat the part of the Karban, it's not called Ochel Nefesh, because Ochel Nefesh is only when you do the Malacha for you. When you bring a Shlomim, you're doing it for God, and then God gives some back to you. But when you did the Malacha, you didn't do the malacha for you, you did it for God. Then God gave it back to you. So Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, according to Ula, would say that Ochel Nefesh doesn't just require that you be able to eat it, it requires that and we'll see different formulations of this, that the malacha be done for the purpose of you eating it. Right? It's not just enough to say you will eat it. It's that that has to be the reason you're doing the malacha to begin with, and shlamim, since mishulchan gavah kazachu, isn't called, right, ochel nefesh. So, if we look now at the Rishonim...
What happens to Mitzvah when you're saying that?
So we haven't even gotten to Mitzvah yet, right? So that's why we have to go in order. That's why...
In other words, the question is, does Hashem hold from Mitzvah?
Yeah, so we'll come to Mitzvah. We'll come to it.
Hashem hold me from Mitzvah? If we hold from Mitzvah,
this is always God-Jewish.
Okay. So
now you're asking for trouble.
Okay. So now just to look.
Whatever you say.
So now just to look at some of the positions who take this right, who take this understanding. The machlok is across the board is how far do you push ochel nefesh? So Tosos on Yud Tesamid Aleph.
I don't know if I'm going out on a limb by asking this, but how far do we push the concept of lachem too?
Well, that's what we're going to get. And that's exactly what we're asking. Meaning, right. Now we have right. There's a whole group of people who say what we're arguing about is the parameters of ochel nefesh, right? Ich achesher yachal lochem, right?
Okay, I'm thinking. Of
I mean, lachem is a little bit messy because right. The first because Tosos thinks that lachem is exeris akasov. Lachem is really the pasuk in the ochel nefesh, right? So Tosos right. First right.
Ochel nefesh is easier to figure out, you know what ochel nefesh. But if you're going to make a distinction and say that lachem doesn't include the mizbeach, so who does lachem?
So again, so that's what we're going to have to
relatives, distant relatives, neighbors.
Right. Okay. So that's what we're going to have to get into, but. So now let's just look at some of the positions who say that the argument, the axis of the machlokas is not the stam gzeres hakasuv, but it's how far you push ochel nefesh. So as I said, the simplest understanding of Abba Shaul, right, the most extreme position here, that even olos, nedarim, and davos are mutter, according to Hillel, seems to be pushing ochel nefesh very far. But okay, so if you look at Tosos in your Tesamid Aleph, he says, V'im tomar, l'bei shamay lama l'meimar time mishum l'chagosem. Why would you say, why do you need a pasuk? Kamrin l'kaman mishum l'chem l'lugavela. So he says, "V'yish lomar mishum d'lov tite lomar l'Hashem called l'Hashem." He says, "You're right. You don't need a pasuk. The pasuk isn't a gzeres hakasuv. It's a gilui milsa that called l'Hashem doesn't tell you what Beis Shammai, what Beis Hillel thinks it tells you, right? Meaning, we look at the Gemara and we say, oh, Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai are arguing about gzeres hakasuv. Tosos looks at it and says, no, they're not. Beis Shammai doesn't really need a pasuk. Beis Shammai needs to tell a pasuk to negate Beis Hillel's pasuk." But what's his real reason? What he said later on, which is lachem v'lo l'gavoa, meaning ach shesher yachal lachem, right? Ach shesher yachal chol nevesh u'levado yosa lachem, lachem v'lo l'gavoa. When he says that he's basing himself on exeris akasav, he doesn't mean it. He means that don't think that kold l'Hashem tells you can bring something which doesn't have a chol nefesh. It doesn't. How do I know? The chagosem osom chag l'Hashem. That the only type of thing you can bring, even l'Hashem, is a chagiga, which you're also going to eat. And then he continues. He says, "Mekol ma'akom kasha beisel lama ulemeimer called l'Hashem. Why does beisel need a pasuk? Tebuk lemishum deislo beisel mitoch. Just say mitoch. Veveishaper tzarach k'tas mishum shelo yomru shulchan." Shulcha Mole Vishal Rabcha Reikon Kitabish Lael doesn't base hold of Mitoch Vish Lomer Misham Shlotid the Lomer Vachagosem Chag Chagiga in Ololo. Again, Basil only needs a pasuk to negate Bishamai's drasha. But what is Tosas really saying? That the Gemara seems to be presenting a machlok as a Bagzer Sakasuv, but it's a mirage. The purpose of all the drashos are to negate everybody else's drashos. But really, why does Beis Shammai think that you can only bring Shammai Chagiga? Because he holds that the only thing that's mutter is ochel nefesh proper, meaning you are eating it. If you're not eating it, and it's for today, it's usser. Period. End of story. He just needs to negate all the possible other drashos, but fundamentally his svara is an ochel nefesh svara. Is you're only allowed to do that which is ochel nefesh. Beis Hillel, why does he think it's mutter? Because he expands ochel nefesh via mitoch. So what is his pasuk telling you? To not limit it the way Beis Shammai does. Right, but that's all it is. They're really all those gzeres hakasuv are a mirage. Beis Shammai is staking at a position of ochel nefesh, and Beis Hillel via mitoch is expanding ochel nefesh. So Beis Shammai with ochel nefesh limits it to shlamim, which you're going to eat. Beis Hillel either expands it to shlamim, to all shlamim, and according to Abba Shaul, even to olos. Right, but basically they're arguing about ochel nefesh, right? Do you have a very limited conception of ochel nefesh, or a more expansive one via the mechanism of mitoch? Again, dividing ochel nefesh and mitoch are going to be messy because Ochel Nefesh and Mitochel are very related, but we'll start with this, where Tosos seems to focus on Ochel Nefesh. If you look in 3, in the Gemara, in Psachim, you get this feeling as well. The Gemara says, Ve'i Amar, this is in the middle of the Ho'il Sugya. So if you remember the Ho'il Sugya, right, you can't get Malkus for doing Malacha on Yantif, because guests might come, and retroactively it would turn out that when you cooked, even though you meant to cook for tomorrow, it turns out that you were cooking for today, and therefore you don't get Malkus. So the Gemara says, "Ve'i Amar Tzarchei Shabbos Nasan B'Yom Tov." If you think you're allowed to prepare on for Shabbos on Yontif, without it, right? This is the middle of that. You know what becomes important for Erev Tavshilin. Hashd the Shabbos B'Yom Tov Shari. The Yom Tov B'Yom Tov Miboy. Obviously, you're allowed to cook for Yontif on Yom Tov. So the Gemara says, "No, Shani Hasam." So then the Gemara says, "So why aren't you allowed to?" We're in the middle of that discussion. The Gemara says, "If you're allowed to cook for Shabbos on Yontif, so why aren't you allowed to bring karbanos?" Right? Why aren't you allowed to bring karbanos? Because once you say you're allowed to cook for Shabbos and Yontif, that means you're allowed to prepare for something which is not Yontif. So why can't you bring a karban? So the Gemara says, "Shiny hasam, domar kra, lochem, lochem, lo gavala," because it says lochem. Right? There's a special limitation in Ochel Nefesh that is you. Now that means, what's the Gemara really saying? I can cook for myself to eat today. And if you hold Tzarchei Shabbos Nasan B'Yomtov, that you're allowed to prepare for Shabbos and Yontif, that you're even allowed to prepare for you to eat tomorrow. The only thing you're not allowed to do, from the perspective of Ochel Nefesh, is do something which is not food. So if it's food for today, mutter. If it's food for Chol, Osir. If it's food for Shabbos, mutter. If it's a karban, and therefore it's not food, Osir. Roshimim ben Gamliel, Domer Mishum, Roshimim ben Askan, Docha es Yom Tov Ma'ikel Meimar. So then he says, okay, well, if you think that it is Docha Yom Tov, that you are allowed to bring Olos on Yom Tov, then what would you say? Savar lok Abba Shaul, damar lochem, lochem lo lanachrim. So remember Abba Shaul, right, who said that it's achila? So then what does he do with lochem? He says lochem only tells you you can't cook for non-Jews. But ach asher ya'ah, but now the Gemara, when you put daf chafam and beis, in conjunction with mem zayin ma'af and psachim, and chulin pei aleph, which we saw, achilas mizbeach, the Gemara is saying pretty clearly that according to Abba Shaul, Ach asher yochal l'chol nefesh hu levado yaseh lachem. This is your question. Who is lachem? Who is allowed to eat on Yontif? The answer is you. You can cook for Shabbos for yourself. You can cook for God, which is considered lachem. And you just can't cook for Goyim. Because what the Gemara is saying pretty explicitly is lachem. Right? When we say you're allowed to cook for you, you... Right, your question, right? You is you and the divine capital you, right? That God is included, kanireh, according to Abba Shaul, in you, right? So according to the simplest read, as far as I can tell, from the three Gemaras together, is that according to this position, at least according to Abba Shaul, Beis Hillel thinks that the reason you're even allowed to bring Olos Nedarim and Nedavos is because he vastly expands what it means, Ochel Nefesh. Ochel Nefesh means Achila of God, or of people, and perhaps even Achila of people, not for Shabbos. For Shabbos and not for Yontif. In 5, the Ran, commenting on that Gemara.
I may be splitting another hair here. But if we're going to expand Ochel Nefesh to say food is food, even if it's not to be eaten on Yontif.
No, only for Shabbos. It's not food is food. It's food is food if it's for Shabbos or for Yontif. But not for Chol. Right, that's the context of the Gemara. That Chol not, Shabbos yes, mm-hmm. Right, and Mizbeach yes.
Or Mizbeach no, depending on...
Or Mizbeach no if you don't hold like Abba Shaul. Okay. Right, but that would be the axis that we're arguing.
Okay, except the Lachem v'lo l'nachrim was the interpretation of Beit Hillel prior to Abba Shaul. And then it says Abba Shaul omra b'lashon acheret.
Correct.
Okay, so...
So what it would seem to be is that the, at least according to Maran Psachim, Abba Shaul is taking that drasha and expanding it farther than the first daya in the Gemara and Beitza.
Okay, so...
Right, meaning there's a machlokas within Beis Hillel, how far do we expand Ochel Nefesh? Abba Shaul is willing to expand it even to Olos, right? Olos Nedarim and Davos, and Reb Shimon ben Elazar is only willing to expand it to Shlamim. Right, meaning Rishon Elazar will tell you lochem v'lo l'gavoa unless there's a little bit of lochem, okay. Right? And Abba Shaul will say no. God Himself is a lochem, right? Rishon Elazar, according to Beis Hillel, will say you need minimal you to be lochem, right? To be called Ochel Nefesh. But Abba Shaul will say no, you don't. God is also a you, right? So yes, right? It's when you take the Gemaras together, Abba Shaul will take the most expansive, Shimon and Elazar will take a slightly less expansive, but they're arguing along the axis of Ochel Nefesh. Right? They're just arguing how far do you expand the U in the Ochel Nefesh. If you look at the Ran here in 5, says V'dachin an shani hasam demarkar lochem lo legavoa klomar sh'afu bi sh'yochal men hedyot biyom tov kevan sh'ikaron legavoa. Right, so he says, okay, but then how do you understand the position of things like Beis Shammai that shlomim can't be brought? So he says, kevan sh'ikaron legavoa asher lafosim biyom tov de kohanim ki kazachu mishulchan gavoa kazachu v'hai time demand yomar hasam n'edav erim n'edav asen kevan biyom tov. He says, right, very simply, like the Gemara seems to apply in Daf Chaf Aleph Amar Aleph, the position of Beis Shammai that you can't bring shlomim of Nedarim and Davos and Yantav. How can you say you can't bring shlomim? You eat shlomim. Isn't that Ochel Nefesh? No, because Beis Shammai stakes out the position. It's not enough for you to eat it. It needs to be that the malacha is done primarily for you. So what's the machlokes b'shil Beis Shammai according to the Ran? Beis Shammai says the malacha needs to be done for you. And b'shil says the malacha doesn't have to be done for you. You just have to eat it. Right? Meaning Ochel Nefesh. So according to Beis Shammai, Ochel Nefesh means the malacha has to be defined as malacha for Ochel Nefesh. Beis Hillel says it just needs to be a malacha that leads to Ochel Nefesh, that leads to you eating. Right? But again, they're arguing along the axis of Ochel Nefesh. Now we're going to come back to these formulations because as the Gemara is going to distinguish between Karban and Goy. So we are going to come back to it. If you look again, Rashi, this is the Rashi in Beitza, but I just put it here, it said, right, Kohanim Mishulchan Gavoa Kazachu. Because of a shok, right? The part of the carbon that they get, v'hu adin labaylam b'shara basar. And even the owners, right? When they get their meat, ke'evet anotel prasim beis rabo, they're like servants who are taking the meat from their master. Nimtzis kol ha-shchita l'shem gavoa. The reason that Beis Shammai is going to aser is because he thinks the whole shchita is la gavoa. Now, many of the Rishonim don't like this because, as Tosfos doesn't like this because he says, wait a second, I understand how you can say that Kohanim are mishulchan gavoa kazachu. But the component of the shlomim that the owner keeps, that's not from God. He just keeps it. He maintains it for himself. So how can you say that the owner, the part of the carbon that belongs to the owner, is from God? But that is what Rashi holds, right? Rashi holds that even the component that goes to the owner is considered as coming from God's table. Mishulchan gavoa kazachu. And Tosfos really doesn't like it at all, as the Nitziv highlights in 7, he says, and we won't look at Tosfos inside right now, but he challenges Rashi, and Rashi says why? Al Tosfos l'tamayi b'vakama daf yud beis debaylan v'chelkan lav mamon gavoo. Tosfos can't hold this way because they hold that the component of the carbon that belongs to the owners isn't from God's table; it's their own money. So then, how will Tosfos explain why shlomim can't be brought on Yontif? They should say, look, the component of the shlomim that the owners eat is straight Ochel Nefesh, because it's not from God. So Tosfos gives a different answer. If you look at Tosfos now, in Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph, Tosfos says, he says, Mikol makom osam ha-mezochon shagona, da ha-ikar ha-karban v'shvil gavoa, he-hilkoch nehin de-heve mamon le-kodesh, V'kadosh bo z'isha mekom makom kol ha'avodos l'tzorach gavoa heim osim. He says it's still l'tzorach gavoa, and the formulation that the Netziv says, and this is based on the Tosfos Yud Beis, here at the end of 7 here, he says, v'shum achi kasru kan, tam ditchilas shchita hi l'tzorach gavoa. Because it's true that eventually you'll get back to the owners, but the first thing you have to do temporally is bring the karbon. Right, you have to shecht it for the karban. Once you do zrika, then you're allowed to eat the meat. But when you're shechting it, you're not shechting it for eating, you're shechting it to bring the karban. Once you've brought the karban, it's mutter to eat the meat. But the first act, the original act, there's a time delay between the malacha and the heter ochel nefesh, because you're not allowed to eat it until you've brought the karban.
But based on that logic, shalmei chag should also be yasur. In other words,
yeah.
Right, so Shalmei Chag are only mutter because it's Zman plus. Correct.
It's Zman plus
because Zman allows you to shecht it. Right? Because since it's man, you're allowed to shecht it. And since there's ochel nefesh, so there's a justification at the end. But it's a combination.
Well, okay, so now I'm lost why the zman would allow you to shecht. Because if Beit Shammai holds
we're getting, zman on all... So again, this is... Today, all I want to do is just outline the positions, right? We're gonna, like I said, we're gonna have to come back to flesh out the positions. Today's just outlining that Tosfos, Rashi, they're all arguing. They think the argument is along the axis of ochel nefesh. Again, how you just you deal with it. Again, Tosfos in 8 as well, right? Says the same thing in a different formulation, as does the as does the Kovet Shirim in 9. I think we're going to have to stop with that, and we'll come back to next week to flesh out the details. But just to throw out the last possibility again, and we'll look at it inside next week. I really thought I put one amud of makaros, we'd get through it, but it's too complicated of a sugya. I looked at this sugya, and I was like, Tarachachina, I'm like, how can you possibly do this in 1 week? And I was like, I'm going to try to just outline it in 1 week, but okay, fine. So we'll see how well that went. The last possibility is to say that they're not arguing directly about ochel nefesh, they're arguing about mitoch, meaning... Okay, it's not ochel nefesh, but we know there's this mechanism called mitoch, which allows you to do things which are litzorech tzat, to take for the formulation of Tosos. Is legavoa, at least, if it's not ochel nefesh, is at least tzorech, right? Right, which is the third axis we could argue on. So next week, we'll finish this, and we'll try to just outline all the positions, and then we're going to have to come back to the meat of the sakya, and not just the outlining of it.